USA News, I'm John Schaefer. You could be paying more at the pump very soon. Saudi Arabia, the largest oil producer in OPEC, will reduce its daily oil production by 1 million barrels this summer. Despite OPEC's earlier commitment to maintain production levels for the rest of 2023, this move is expected to drive up gas prices in the U.S. House Oversight Chairman Republican James Comer is initiating contempt proceedings against FBI Director Christopher Wray. Comer claims the FBI refused to hand over an unclassified document related to President Biden's alleged involvement in a criminal bribery scheme.
Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
Despite the FBI's offer to review the document in a secure area on Capitol Hill, Comer insists that the Bureau is still not complying with the subpoena. Former President Trump's lawyers met with Justice Department officials today regarding a special counsel investigation into alleged mishandling of classified documents and possible obstruction. Trump's team requested the meeting, citing prosecutorial misconduct concerns. China's military is becoming increasingly aggressive in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea, and that is not sitting well with the United States.
We're going to continue to keep the lines open with the Chinese to make it clear how unacceptable those particular intercepts are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said a Chinese warship came dangerously close to a U.S. Navy destroyer over the weekend. Kirby said the intercept was unsafe and unprofessional, adding it won't be long before somebody gets hurt. Apple's stock soared to an all-time high today following the launch of its own mixed reality headset. The company unveiled updates and new products at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Throughout Monday's session, Apple's shares surged by 1.5% on Wall Street. Year-to-date, the stock is up 39%. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The bodies of all three missing men have been discovered at the site of the collapsed apartment building in Iowa. Ryan Hitchcock's remains were found on Sunday, followed by the recovery of Daniel Prien's early Monday. The city confirmed that Brandon Colvin Sr.'s remains were located on Saturday. Police Chief Jeff Bladell expressed hope that the investigation would conclude soon. Four Democratic senators are asking Twitter CEO Elon Musk for answers about the company's operations.
In a letter to Musk, the senators ask about the company's ability to comply with FTC agreements made in 2011 and 2022 concerning the company's ability to protect consumer privacy. This comes after Twitter's head of trust and safety and head of brand safety and advertising quality announced their resignations. Over 80% of Twitter's workforce have left since Musk took control. The letter came from Massachusetts' Elizabeth Warren and Edward Markey, Oregon's Ron Wyden, and Hawaii's Maisie Hirono. I'm Lisa Taylor.
At today's Worldwide Developers Conference, Apple unveiled iOS 17, its latest iPhone software update. The update brings new features like full-screen contact posters, live voicemail transcriptions, and video voicemails on FaceTime. The Wake feature now works simply by saying Siri, eliminating the need for Hey beforehand. Kyrie Irving has reportedly approached LeBron James about reuniting with him in Dallas, despite Irving not under contract with the Mavericks at present, and James still having 1 year remaining on his deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.